Chavivin mitzvah b'sha'ata. There's a special love that every Jew has for discussing, delving into the halachot and the dinim and the intricacies of the mitzvot that are specifically applicable at any given time. We're in the week of Chanukah now, Parshas Miketz, but we're going to discuss for this week's parasha one of the less discussed dinim of Nerot Chanukah, the special mitzvah of Nerot Chanukah that we have this week. We're going to discuss Bezat Hashem, one of the aspects of that mitzvah, and that is the generally kept custom of lighting in the Bet Knesset, besides for the primary mitzvah of lighting at home, but the Chanukiyah Menorah that's lit in the Bet Knesset, which, interestingly enough, does not have a clear source. In the Gemara, Masechet Shabbat, when the Gemara is discussing the various dinim, the where, the when, the how of the lighting of the Chanukah lights, the mitzvah is discussed in terms of ner ish ubeto. The chiyuv in its primary form is the chiyuv on that's incumbent on a home. The fact that the minhag of the Ashkenazim that everybody lights their own menorah is a hidur in the mitzvah, and that's subject to a dispute. Interestingly enough, it's one of the only places where the Ashkenazim do like the Rambam, and the Sfaradim, those who follow the Psakim of Maran in Shulchan Aruch, follow the Psak of the Tosvot. Normally, the Sfaradim follow the Minagim of the Rambam, the Psakim of the Rambam, and Ashkenazim go with the Rosh, the Tur, and the Balei Tosvot and Rashi. Here, ironically, it's the other way around, but that's the Minhag. The minhag of Maran, the psak of Maran in Shulchan Aruch, is to light ner ishu beto, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is theoretically, that means if a person doesn't have a home and they sleep on a park bench, well, it could be if somebody has a park bench kavua, that becomes his home. But if somebody doesn't have a home, then he's not mechuyav. The mitzvah is not just to light. There's no mitzvah of lighting in Central Park, a 200-foot menorah. There's no mitzvah of just lighting. The mitzvah is that the house should have a light lit in front of it. The Pirsume Nisa has to come from the house, just because there's Pirsume Nisa by lighting in a public place, but that's not the mitzvah. One could do it. It's a nice display of Jewish pride, but it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Nerot Chanukah, just to make that clear. The mitzvah of the minhag of lighting in the Bet Knesset has no clear source in the Gemara and in the early sources. Interestingly enough, the Rishonim, both Sfaradik and both Ashkenazic, do bring it down. It's brought down by it seems to be that's where the main source of it is, was from the Rishonim that are called from the school of Chachmei Provencia. Province was an area in the south of France, which was somewhat removed from France, and it was closer to Spain. So there was a certain amalgamation of Minhagim, of Svard and Ashkenaz, and two schools of thought that met up over there. And their Minhagim in certain ways were unique. The Ravad, the Bal Hamaor, the other Rishonim that lived over there, and the meaning of lighting in the Beit Knesset is brought by these Rishonim. That's become the standard, it seems, from the Sefer, the classic Sefer from 800 years ago, Bal HaYitur, that this also came from the Gaonim. Very often we don't have the Gaonic responsa. It was lost over the centuries, and some of that material was brought in the Sefer HaYitur. Very often brings Minhagim from the Gaonim that were lost over the centuries. So that's where it is, and that's the minhag. What's interesting is that it would seem clear that despite the fact that it's only a minhag and it doesn't have an original source, as the takana, as the mitzvah, the rabbanan of Nerot Chanukah, we make the bracha. Asher kidushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu. We make the bracha, the regular bracha of Nerot Chanukah, we make also on the Nerot that are lit in the shul. Now, whether minhagim, even if it's a minhag, by the way, doesn't mean necessarily something that we do only from the last 100 or 200 years or 50 years. Minhagim could go back thousands of years, and it seems from the Gemara that a minhag is not to be made a bracha on. There are minhagim, again, that are very, that go back thousands of years. For instance, we're going to discuss this minhag. The minhag of the taking of, every day of Sukkot, there's the mitzvah of taking the lulav and etrog. The mitzvah of aravot that we take, we wave and we beat on Hoshana Rabbah, which was done in the Beit HaMikdash, that is a minhag that goes all the way back to the Nevi'im. We're talking about a minhag that's 3,000 years old. Not 3,000, 2,500 years old. We don't make a bracha. Why? Because it's only a minhag. On the other hand, there are other minhagim that we do make a bracha, and we need to find a distinction when yes and when not. What's interesting over here, just to highlight the question, the difficulty of which minhagim we make a bracha and which minhagim we don't, the Shulchan Aruch in Tof Reish Ayin Al, that's in Orach Chaim, says Madlikim Bet HaKnesset, the Mishnah Brura in Sivkatan, Mem Dalet points out, because it's a minhag, and he says the same way we make a bracha on Halel on Rosh Chodesh, the mitzvah de Rabbanan of saying Halel is on Moadim, on Chagim, not on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is not a Chag, there's no Issa Malocha, and so on and so forth. Halel should not be recited, and that's why our minhag, the Gemara says that Rav, the great Amora Rav, when he returned to his homeland of Bavel after many years of sojourning in Eretz Yisrael, so he settled in the Sura region, and over there was an obscure minhag which wasn't practiced elsewhere, of saying not the whole halal, but just saying a quasi halal, chatzi halal, on Rosh Chodesh, and that minhag has become the property of all of Beit Yisrael. Everybody does that today. That minhag was handed down to us by Rav and his Talmidim. And over there is a machloket whether a bracha is recited on Halal on Rosh Chodesh. It's not the full Halal, it's not the Halal which is the original takona on Chagim. And the psak of Maran in Shulchan Aruch is not to make a bracha. The Ashkenazim do make a bracha. Some have the meaning that the Shliach Tzibur is Motzid Tzibur because it's some type of there's a suffix about it in Eretz Yisrael. There are those that are noheg this way based on the Gra, who was noheg in many things like the Psakim of the Mechaber. In any case, the Mishneh Brura is pointing out that we make a bracha on lighting the Nerot Chanukah in the Bet Knesset based on a psak that the Mechaber himself doesn't hold of. The Mechaber doesn't hold that a bracha should be made on Nerot Chanukah. How can the Mishneh Brura show from there that you make a bracha on minhagim? So, let's go back to the minhag that we brought a few minutes ago, the minhag of Hoshana Rabbah, of taking the aravot. Over there, there's a discussion. The famous sefer of the Briskerov, Chidushei Maran Gris Halevi al Rambam, he discusses which minhagim do have a bracha and which not. He takes, for example, the minhag said of Arava, and he contrasts it to the minhag avotenu biyadenu, of keeping the second Seder. The second day of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiot, was kept originally because there was a safek de Yoma, when the new moon, when Rosh Chodesh, was brought in by witnesses, and the word didn't get out to all areas where Jews live. So they kept 2 days Yom Tov. They didn't know if tonight was the 15th day of Nisan, or tomorrow night. Is tonight the night we have to eat matzo? Tomorrow night they kept both. That's our minhag. Bnei Chutz La'aretz keep 2 days Yom Tov. As in the later period, in about the 3rd century, when the calendar was fixed, there's no safek anymore which day is Yom Tov. The Gemara tells us in the beginning of Masechet Be'ah that Hanach lahem minhag avotem biyadem. They have their minhag, they should keep their minhag. Al tezalzelu b'minhag avotechem, keep 2 days of Yom Tov. It's an interesting discussion on a deeper level, what the second day of Yom Tov is supposed to add to a person's Avodat Hashem, but we'll leave aside that discussion for now. The second night of Pesach, even though it's only a minhag, we make the bracha she'kidisham b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al achilas matzah, al achilat maror. We make the bracha. It's only a minhag. Says the Brisker Rav that there are two ways that the previous generations, Chazal, Nevi'im, Rishonim, could establish a minhag. One way is they could create a new reality, a new mitzvah, something that didn't exist in the original framework. They have that koach. Chachamim in every generation added and were mechadesh different areas of Torah, and we're meshuabad. We accept their authority to tell us whatever is God's will. On the other hand, there are mitzvot, which are an extension. What the Chachamim did was they extended the boundaries of what the Torah says. They extended the boundaries of Ratzon Hashem as expressed biblically, and they extended that to include other areas, but they made those part. For example, there are many melachot on Shabbos that are only Dirabanan. What does that mean? Is it not a melacha if somebody does a melacha in a way where it's only Dirabanan? It is a melacha. Chazal extended the concept of Shvitat Shabbat, of resting on Shabbos, and they made extensions, they added on to what's a melacha. As far as Chazal are concerned, that which is prohibited rabbinically becomes also part of that mitzvah. It's an extension on the Doraita. Eating matzah, the second night of Pesach, because they extended the Kiddusha, the impetus, the chiyuvim, the mitzvot of the first night of Pesach, they extended that to include the second night of Pesach. They didn't create a new reality called eat matzah and maror on the 16th day of Pesach. They said tonight is an extension of the 15th. Yoma arichta b'loshna gemara. So, based on this type of idea, we understand that the distinction, what exactly is the machloket between the between Maran and between the Rama regarding Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Since the whole Halal is not said, does that mean that what they did was they instituted a new type of Halal? It's not the regular Halal. It's not the Halal that is said on Chagim, on Yamim Tovim. It's a new reality, in which case it does not have a bracha. You can't say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu when we weren't commanded by God. It's the Chazal created that as a new reality. That does not come, that's not a, that's it's only a minig. If it's only a minig, so then we don't say Asher Kiddushan b'mitzvotav. We can't make a brok on it. It's only a minig. It's not a mitzvah proper. Or we could say that Chazal extended the domain of the Chagim to say that even Rosh Chodesh, it's a quasi Chag, so we say a quasi Halal. If that's the case, then we do make a bracha. But the concept is true, even according to the Mechaber, that even when something is a minag, if it's an extension of an existing mitzvah, you are able to make a bracha. Just the Mechaber holds that on Rosh Chodesh is not that. It's a new reality. So the Mishnah Berurah is correct for using a Rama as a source, even though the Mechaber doesn't agree with that, for the very simple reason that conceptually the Mechaber would agree, except for the fact that in that specific case he holds it's not that way. Lighting, but this tells us something interesting. Lighting in the Beit Knesset is not a new reality that was created by Chazal. It's not a new mitzvah to light in a public place. The same reality of Ner Ish Ubeito, the proper framework for spreading the light, bringing out the light of Chanukah, from a Jewish home. Chazal extend, well, the minhag was to extend that a Beit Knesset, a tzibur that davens together, prays together, that worships together, also are considered an extension of that Ishu Beito. It's also considered one family, it's one unit, it's one dynamic. And because of that, the light of Ishu Beito can be extended to be demanded of also from the Beit Knesset. Not a new reality, it's not a new mitzvah, it's not a, this minhag is new, not a new creation, it's an extension of the same thing. This is also a bayit, but it's a bayit that's only a minhag, it's a bayit of a Beit Knesset, but that tells us, gives us a different idea in what we're doing when we pray together in one Beit Knesset. What we're doing is we're creating one tzibur, one family, and that's the way we're supposed to pray together in a shul. Interestingly enough, the hanaga of Reb Chaim of Brisk was to tell the shliach tzibur, to tell the chazan, Motzoi Shabbat, we have a problem. Normally we light in Bet Knesset before Maariv. The problem is that Arvit of Motzei Shabbos, you can't light before because it's an Issa Melacha. That only goes over, you say Baruch Hu, you make Havdolo in Shmona Esrei, in Amidah, so you have to light afterwards. Lighting after the whole davening, he says everybody's just there together, but you're not in the middle of any congregational worship. That's not the tzibur lighting. That's just one person lighting while the whole tzibur is standing there. The lighting that's done to Beit Knesset has to be a lighting of the tzibur. So Reb Chaim of Brisk told the chazan in his shul to light before the kaddish. Marv Matzoy Shabbat, after Shmona Esrei, there's a short kaddish. There's Vinoam and Ve'ata Kadosh. Kaddish Titkabel, and then Oleinu. But the Oleinu is really a private prayer. It can be said by any individual. Kaddish Titkabel is the last part of the Maariv Tvilo that's said by everybody together. It has to be said together. So he would tell the one who's lighting to light before Kaddish Titkabel. This way the Tzibur is still there as defined as a Tzibur. Interesting Tosefet, but that seems to be the rationale behind what he's saying. The Gra in Bira Gra in Shulchan Aruch, again in Tov Resh Ayin Aleph, also makes an interesting parallel to this halakha of making the bracha on the Neirot Chanukah of the Shul, of the Beit Knesset. And he compares that to Hallel that's said in the Beit Knesset Leil Pesach. Again, that's another place where the Psak of the Ramo is not to say Hallel, the Ashkenazim. Except in Eretz Yisrael, they follow the psak of the Mechaber, of the meaning of the Sfaradim, to say Hallel. The main chiv of Hallel, Leil Pesach, is at home, part of the Seder, part of the service of Leil Pesach, on the third kos of the four kosot. Minag of Maran, of the Sfaradim, is to say also in the Beit Knesset, this way the Hallel should be said B'tzibur. That's halakha of the tzibur is also a hemshich of the individual. The tzibur is together saying in a way that brings more pesum and nisa, but they're saying as a tzibur, it's an extension of the same halakha. That's another place where you find where they took the individual chiyuv, and because there's more pesum and nisa on the communal level, they put that out over there also. But again, the idea is not that the individuals light in a public place, and the public place where everybody gathers happens to be the Beit Knesset. But when they're lighting in the Beit Knesset, they're lighting together as a tzibur. That itself is a extension of the Ner Ish Ubeito. Interestingly enough, one last point, there seems to be a machloket between the Magen Avraham in Sivkatan Yud and the Mor Uktzia, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, also one of the great classical poskim. What happens if people are late? You know, if you call prayers for 6 o'clock, so you're going to have a meeting at 6:01. It's just Jewish time. What happens if they want to move things along? At 6 o'clock, the one who's lighting wants to light the menorah with 8 people there. Of course, at 6:01, there's going to be 12 people there. Can he light or not? The dispute seems to center around this point. Is it that one lights in the shul? Or it has to be the tzibur lighting. If the tzibur is not there, the same way you can't daven with 8 people because 12 are going to come later on, you also can't light. Lighting has to be lighting of the tzibur. So that's just a point to bring out of Nerot Chanukah. But the main point to remember is this Nekudah. The point is that the source of light is not just we light Nerot Chanukah, but that a Jewish home can power a light even in a world of darkness. Even in a world that's choshech, Yavan, the Chazal tell us, Ya choshech, in the beginning of Parashat Bereishis, refers to the philosophy, refers to the lifestyle of the Yavanim. And that's what Chanukah is all about. It's that or, it's that light, that's bokeh, that shines forth even in a place of choshech. And the real place of or in a choshech world that we're living in, a world of total darkness and immorality and total perversion, every Jewish home has the power to sparkle, to shine, to light up the surroundings. And every Beit Knesset, where Jews, like-minded Jews, worship together in a spirit of harmony and love and brotherhood, that place, that Makom Kadosh, also has a koach, also has a power to light up its surroundings. And in that vein, we take that light from our homes. We carry that to the Beit Knesset. Our home and our Beit Knesset are two places that complement our lifestyle as living in the Spirit, with living with Hashem's Spirit on us and around us. Hashem should give us koach to always light up the world around us. Even in a world of darkness, we should soon see the world full of light. The light of Mashiach, the light of Torah, the light of Eretz Yisrael, the light of Yerushalayim. And we should light that menorah and shine in the darkness in the Beit HaMikdash. Amen.